I'm here with Michael, Craig and Amanda from Grim Inc. Do you want to give us an overview of the project you've been working on?
We are part of the Transfuser competition, which is a competition run by the UK Games Fund, which has 23 different teams, which are currently all around us here.
As you can see around here.
And we are all graduates from just being graduated from university, in which we have all been given a £5,000 grant to create a prototype of a game over the summer to show off here at EGX. And with the intention of the competition is to try and make new indie game companies.
So this was like your summer job after you finished university, something to start working on?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to explain the project you've been working on? We can't quite see it here, but...
Michael? Yeah, I'll take that. So the project is called Death is a Desk Job. The whole story of it is that you are an employee of Grim Inc., the company in charge of death and the afterlife. And you're sick of your desk job. You're moved to a field agent known as the Grim Reaper, which we all know, the guy who goes around the scythe doing that. But you're stuck in a desk job, and you want to get out of it. To do that, you've got to do the boring job of going through files, picking who to kill, and there's pretty much, you've got to keep heaven and hell in balance.
Okay.
You get given a quota every day. It'll get harder the higher we go, the promotions. And you've got to keep heaven and hell in balance.
Are you making the decisions between them?
You don't choose where they go.
Okay.
You're given their good deeds and bad deeds, which are all kind of something comically based. And it's for you to judge how good or bad they are.
Okay.
So if you're trying to kill bad people, you've got to try to find and work out if they're bad or actually good. If you kill too many good, heaven will fall and game over. Or if you kill too many bad, hell will rise, place will set on fire, and it's game over. But while doing that, your bosses will give you missions and tasks, and you've got to keep them happy as well. If you don't, they will fire you.
So this is the VR game, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how difficult was it to build a VR game?
I said it's quite an interesting challenge. Fun to do, but it's so many extra bits you've got to take into account, because it hasn't got as much power as PCs or consoles themselves. So you can't quite push the boat out in terms of graphics or overall functionality. But in terms of actually making it itself, outside of that area, it's just like making anything, really.
What's the plan? This is a prototype that you brought here to EGX. What do you plan on doing with it next? Are you going to carry on? I guess you all want jobs in the games industries in some form.
Well, hopefully, you know, we're going to look into contract work and stuff like that. We're going to get some funding behind us, basically, to try and get this released onto Steam, using Steam Direct. So that's pretty much our plan, really.
Okay. Do you know what kind of funding avenues are out there for you to use, or?
We've had quite a look at some grants and stuff. So there's like the Unreal Dev grant, there's Kickstarter and Indiegogo and stuff like that.
Okay, that's certainly interesting. Thank you very much, guys. Oh, where can people find out more about the game or your project, or also the Transfuser project?
Great. Well, you can find us on Facebook and at Twitter at Grim Inc. Games.
Yep.
Anywhere else?
Just post to Facebook as well. Just search Grim Inc. Games. You can find us on there. And we're constantly posting updates all the time.
Okay, great. What about the Transfuser competition? Where can people find out about that?
That will be on Sunday evening, because we've all got to do our pitches to the reviewers.
You got to pitch your game
to pitch to the reviewers.
Have you got one prepared?
Yes.
Go on, give us a test run.
A test run. I can't remember.
It's done in a PowerPoint presentation.
A PowerPoint presentation. Okay.
Yeah.
Too much pressure on you. SWAT up before Sunday.
Pardon?
SWAT up before Sunday. SWAT up. Make sure you practice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so come Sunday evening, everyone will all know who's won and stuff like that. And the public voting around, so the public want to vote for if they want, yeah.
Okay. Have you seen any of the competition? How are you feeling? Are you feeling confident?
I'd say in middle ground. You know, you don't wanna, I hope they all do well at the end of the day. I think most of us are doing pretty well overall. I think Move is a pretty popular one. A lot of people seem to be enjoying that, and the other ones have to do with RuneScale VR. But I think we're in with a chance.
You've certainly got an original game.
I've got a lot of people think it's a nice new concept. I'm getting everyone involved on it. If anyone has any ideas for the death scenarios or the deeds to make them funny, put them on Twitter, anything like that. And if you like it, give us a name, we'll add it in, and you'll get to be in the credits of the game.
There you go. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks.